What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Piss and Bitch podcast with your favorite mindset coach and podcast host, and now adult with a criminal record, Brandon Lynette. Okay, so this is not a normal podcast episode. Usually, it is one of empowerment and motivation and self-love, self-talk. Let's take massive responsibility and step into our potential. This is the tea time episode y'all have been waiting for. Okay. This episode, we're going to call it the tale of two warrants. Okay. Two warrants. And I guess we'll just start at where this all started. Okay. The week of Halloween, my daughter is going to college 3 hours north of me, in Michigan. Okay. She's at school. Her car's in my name. Okay. She calls me Thursday night before Halloween and she said, "Mom, you have a warrant for your arrest." And I was like, "Haha, what are you doing?" And she's like, "No, Mom, you really have a warrant for your arrest. I just got pulled over and this guy said the cops are looking for you." 3 hours from where I currently reside, okay, this guy pulled my daughter's car over with the intention of arresting me and taking me to jail for an offense here in Berrien County. Okay. That's where I live. So I'm freaking out. That's crazy to me. I don't even have a speeding ticket, you guys. I am like, what the fuck is going on? So that Friday morning, I can't sleep, right? Obviously, who's going to sleep? Because they have no, this is just fucked. Okay. Can't sleep. I immediately start calling the courthouse on Friday morning. This is, I believe it's Halloween. Or no, she got pulled over on a Wednesday night. Halloween's on a Thursday. So I get up and I call the courthouse on Thursday morning. And I'm on the phone with a bunch of different people who cannot tell me anything that's going on. They can't tell me anything over the phone. So my final question to this lady, to this woman, I said, "Listen, because I'm by myself here in, and I have two little kids. I said, you know, can I bring my kids with me to come get this taken care of?" And she said, "Ma'am, do not bring your children to the courthouse when you come in." And so right then, right, my heart sinks. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I can't bring my kids. I'm definitely going to jail. Someone did something in my name and I'm going, you know, this is going to be hell for a minute, right? That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, this is outrageous. This is crazy to me. Crazy to me. So my daughter comes home from college because my husband has to go to work. He can't, you know, if I end up going to jail, he has to go to work. He's a manager of a shift. He can't not be there. Okay. So I'm like, I'm going to jail. She comes here. And actually, I mean, my soon to be future son-in-law is with the Michigan State Police. Okay. So he actually came to babysit the girls while my daughter was driving home from school so I could go to the courthouse and get this taken care of. Okay. And I wasn't sure where to go because I've never been through this before. So I just go to the courthouse in St. Joe, Michigan. I walk in, go through the process, and I go to the clerk's office and I'm like, "Ma'am, I think I have some warrants for my arrest and I need to see what's going on and get this taken care of." So she looks me up. She's like, "Oh, there's some stuff going on in Niles. Give me 1 second." She went around the corner to call the sheriffs. Okay. So I'm standing in this room. The door's closed. It's a glass window between me and her. It's a locked door to get behind her. So I'm just in this little room. I look up in the glass and behind me, there are 3 sheriff's deputies walking in behind me. Not one, not two, 3 sheriff's deputies to cart me to jail. Okay. So they walk in this little room. And one guy stands behind the door with his arms crossed. A lady comes over to the, just kind of on the right side of me. And then another guy walks up to my left. Okay. Here's where I'm like, thank God. Okay. Cause I'll tell you guys, I look up and the sheriff next to me is a friend. And I was like, thank God, because he won't bullshit me. He will tell me everything, you know? So I'm like, "Jason, what the fuck is happening? What the fuck is happening?" The lady comes around the corner and she says, "Ma'am, you have 2 warrants for your arrest right now." And I was like, "What are they?" And they didn't know immediately. They don't know. They had to print some paperwork and fill out my name and do the things. And so two of the sheriffs get the paperwork. There's two warrants. So there's two sets of paperwork. So they're filling out this paperwork. And my friend turns at me and says, you know, do you have $400 to stay out of jail? And I'm like, seriously? And he said, yes, ma'am. And I said, I have my phone. I could do Apple Pay. And so one of the deputies had to go make sure that was okay. And come back in. These guys are still filling out the paperwork. I finally find out what my charges are. Okay. I know this is the long awaited T episode. Two warrants for my arrest. I'm about to tell you guys what it was. Last year in December, my dogs got out and the pound picked up my Rottweiler. I had that dog picked up within 45 minutes of them picking him up. Okay. I paid the pound $75. The pound gives me a ticket and tells me I have to go to court. So I go to court and they said, we don't have a ticket for you, ma'am. Call me Tuesday. So a week goes by. I call her on a Tuesday. We don't have a ticket for you, ma'am. Call me Tuesday. I called her Tuesday again. So it's been 4 weeks since this happened, or 5 weeks since my dog had gotten out. And I call and there's no ticket for me. So I, in my mind, I'm like, oh, they just really didn't send the ticket over. That's awesome. Thinking nothing of it. Just, they don't have a ticket for me. That's fucking great. Cool. Cause I already paid the fine to pick up my dog at the pound. Right. So I think it's all gravy. No, there were two warrants for my arrest issued, at the end of November of last year. So I've been cruising around for an entire year with two warrants for my arrest. I don't know how my daughter didn't get pulled over sooner, or, I mean, my oldest daughter's car, her car is in my name as well. I don't know how she got away with that. Here we are. Okay. I have a warrant for a dog at large and a warrant for a dog not being licensed. And I'm all about taking massive responsibility. You guys, I paid $400 to stay out of jail that day. And the only reason I didn't go to jail is because my friend Jason walked me over to the clerk's office. And because he's friends with them, because he is an incredible guy, because he's all about networking and he's a great human. He literally is the only reason I didn't go to jail. They were dead set on me being in jail while they sorted all this shit out. Okay. And part of that was because I was in St. Joe, they had to work stuff out with Niles because that's where the warrant was issued or something. I don't even get the logistics of it. I was just like, what the actual fuck is happening? They get my $400. I'm like, cool. This is just a bond. We're going to get the money back. Well, today was court. Today was court. And, you know, I've never been through this process. I don't know what the fuck's going on, right? I'm like, what? I don't even know what's going on. So I'm talking to people as I'm going through the courtroom, and each room, they're sending me room to room. They're like, you have to go here. You have to go talk to her. And when they're like, what are you here for? And I'm like, dog at large. And everyone's just kind of rolling their eyes like, oh, dog at large ticket. Like, it's kind of annoying for them, you know, and I get it. That would be annoying. There's a lot of more serious shit going on. But here's the thing that kind of got me today. Okay. Cause I'm in court with everyone. I guess that's a thing. Like, nothing's private. We're all our business out in front of everybody. Okay. So I'm watching the jailhouse court proceedings, the Zoom video arraignments or whatever. And then people are going in front of me. So I'm in there with three girls, that had DUIs, and I only saw two girls go up. The other one was up after I left. And let me tell you, okay, they were caught drinking and driving. Right. And no judgment. I mean, this isn't like a whole whatever. Okay. I don't give a shit about that, but drinking and driving, you know what their bond was? $100. $100. My dog got out. Not only my dog got out, he didn't hurt anybody. He didn't bite anybody. He didn't do anything. He just was running up the street and the dog pound picked him up. Okay. That's what happened. But drinking and driving, they got $100 bond. You know, I paid $400 to stay out of jail for two arrest warrants for my dog. Okay. And it ended up, you know, whatever. So I'm talking to the public defender, I guess. And she's like, you really need to plead guilty. If not, you're going to go to trial. And if you lose at trial, it's going to be about $1,200. So basically, it's going to cost me $1,200 to plead my case and say I'm not guilty. And at the end of the day, you guys, I mean, am I guilty? I suppose. It's not like I opened the fucking gate and told my dog to run. Okay. our gate latches in the ground. The ground was frozen. There was an ice storm and it didn't push down enough. So the wind blows it. It was open. He booked it. I was relentlessly looking for him the minute I realized he was gone. Okay. So it's not like I was being irresponsible. It's not like I left my gate open and I was like, go fuck around, buddy. Go get crazy. Right. Like none of that was happening. He was still a puppy. We just gotten him. We were on a wait list for a rabies shot. You can't register or license a dog without a rabies shot in Michigan. So we're on a wait list for that. This is November. I think he got his stuff in February. So it's not like I could see if he mauled someone. I could see if like someone got hurt, like there's going to be, let's hold Brandon accountable for sure. But I paid the pound their money for them having to pick him up and put him in their cage for 45 minutes. Okay. I took responsibility for that. I didn't just, you want to know why people leave their dogs at the pound? Probably because they don't want to have fucking misdemeanors on their record. Okay. I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? So she's like, yeah, you can take this. You can fight it. You can get a lawyer. A lawyer's going to be probably $2,000 a pop. If you win, you're still out for the lawyer. She's like, really, you should just plead guilty to your dog at large case. And the fine's going to be $400. So we go in front of the judge and she's like, do you plead guilty? Okay. And again, I'm behind two girls, like literally back to back right in front of me that just got DUIs, right? No lectures for them. That was it. The judge asked some very simple, basic questions. You understand your charges. That's it. Like there was no lecture, no nothing. I get up there and she's like, ma'am, you understand what could have been possible here, that your dog could have gotten hurt. Someone else could have gotten hurt. Like she's lecturing me. I didn't drive drunk in a car where I could have literally wiped out a family member. She's lecturing me with my dog. And I don't know. I just feel like it feels so upside down to me. It feels so upside down to me. Listen, bitch, if I had been at the pound for the seventh time in 3 months, third time even, okay? If I'd been to the pound for the third time this month to get my dog, hell yes, take me to court, okay? Like, let's hold me accountable for this. When it's your first time offense and you've never had to pick up your dog in jail like this, can we use some common sense and say, listen, we don't have a record on file for Brandon Lemons here for having her dogs at large. So do we have to take her to court this time? And yeah, put me in a file folder on your little computer system. Like Brandon picked up her dog and we let her go without a ticket. If we see her again, she's going to get a ticket. That's cool. This is my first and last time with this shit, because once my dog went to the pound, we were all traumatized and we've all been extra safe to make sure. I say extra safe, but my daughter did just leave the fucking gate open last week. I could have killed her, but I found my dogs. You guys, we won't talk about that. We won't talk about that because I would have to accept my fate at that point if he gets picked up again. Okay. I could see all the drama, but lecturing me for my dog at large over a year ago, this was over, a year ago. It just is wild to me. I had to plead guilty to dog at large, and that's a misdemeanor on my adult record. Is that a big deal? Yeah. Bitch, I have priors. If I ever choose to do anything ever, it's not going to be like my first offense. I have some level of self-restraint and self-control. And I figured that one time I might pop off, maybe I'll get some slack, but no, I have priors now. I have priors. So they're going to see it coming, right? They're going to be like, oh, you're so predictable. Remember that time your dog got out? We knew you were capable of this. We knew you were capable of cutting your husband's throat, whatever it is. Okay. Like what the actual fuck? And I get the lecture. I'm stunned. And this was traumatic for me. I'm not going to lie. If you guys would have seen me the day I went to the jail, like the minute I got out, because it all just caught up to me. Like if it wasn't for my friend, Jason, I would have been in jail. I would have been booked. Like they would have taken my mugshot, done the fingerprints. I would have been in a cell. Okay. That freaks me the fuck out. That is not me. Okay. That's like 16-year-old Brandon from like 30 years ago, right? That girl. I've since let all that go and that is not who I am. It is so far from that. So it was very traumatizing for me, especially when I had three sheriffs escorting me through the courthouse. Okay. That part, like not one, not two, but three, they're walking me through and I'm like, wow, I feel really dangerous right now. Like It was intimidating. So I get in my daughter's car because she drove straight there thinking I might need cash for my bail. Okay. So we're at the courthouse for my initial warrant debacle. I get in her car and I just start crying. I just was bawling because I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, when you, it just seems so crazy to me. Like, is there not anything more important in the world going on than a dog at large that a cop in a county 3 hours away was going to pull me over to take me to jail for a dog at large because he has nothing better to do? There's no other crime going on. Are things going that great that we're going to put all of our efforts and resources and time into someone who had a puppy escape one time? Is that where we're at right now? Like, they have too much time on their hands, too many staff, maybe. I don't know. I don't get it. I'm very confused. It's wild to me. And then I felt like the system is rigged. Like, how many people are really sitting in jail right now because they don't have the time and the resources to fight anything? Like, I'm not guilty and I just had to plead guilty because it was going to cost me thousands of dollars to not be guilty. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it worth it for me to spend $1,200 at this point in my life to not have a misdemeanor on my record? No, it's fine. I'm going to take the hit. Okay. I'm going to take the hit. Listen, could things have gone different? Yes, absolutely. Note to self, next time your dog gets picked up in the pound, just pray to God a good family adopts him, because we're never going back to that place again, right? Like, that's, imagine how many people can't pick up their dogs because of the repercussions of that. If a puppy gets out accidentally, or, you know, a little kid leaves the door open, or your college daughter comes home and doesn't shut the gate and your dog gets out, like, shit happens. Accidents happen. Are we really going to fucking throw the book at these people? How did I have a $400 bond? But if I would have been drinking and driving last week, okay, I would have only had to pay $100 and I wouldn't have got a lecture at the judge from the judge in front of everybody about being careful because of what could have happened. What the fuck kind of world are we living in? It's upside down. Am I thankful that the judge was very nice to me? She did let go of one of the charges. So ultimately, I'm going to get $200 back from my bond and the other $200 goes to my fines and my court fees. Okay. Was she easy on me? Yes. Thank God for that. Am I glad my friend Jason was there because that kept me out of jail? Absolutely. And I even that night I got home and I was like, Jason, you have no idea. I was terrified. I was stressed out. I didn't eat, didn't sleep. I was sick to my stomach because it was fucking terrifying. Terrifying. You guys, I'm still that person that I literally do not speed. Okay. I put fucking cruise control on my car and I still get nervous if there's a cop behind me. Okay. It's just whatever. It's stupid. So yeah, this was traumatizing for me. I'm happy to say that today it is behind me and hopefully the city of St. Joseph will send me my $200 soon. And I don't know. That's the tale of two arrest warrants. That is my drama. That is my tea. And I know some of you are like, that's not a big deal. My husband is like, it's not a big deal. I mean, go through it then. Like, go through it. It is traumatizing to me. This is not the life I lead now. Okay. I'm a mom now. Like, we don't fuck around and find out. You know what I mean? Like, we play by the rules. We behave. We do the speed limit. We pay for our items and goods at the store. We don't shoplift. Like, we do the right thing. We follow the law. Okay. We follow the rules. We encourage other people to follow the law and the rules. But here I am. Here I am with a misdemeanor on my record because of Bodie Boy. Little Bodie. But I love him. He just got a little more expensive. So that's fine. It's fine. We're all here for that. At the end of the day, I am glad that nothing happened and I will always go pick him up. If he ever happened to escape again, I will take the consequences of whatever may come because that's what we do for our children. And I guess because my human babies are so well behaved, this is my, you know, parent payback for the times my parents had to get me out of juvie or, you know, out of a police station, whatever it was from kid Brandon life. Okay. I guess Bodie is my jailhouse kid. And there we go. It's not fun. And literally I will beat his ass if he ever tries to escape out of this gate again. And I don't know, you guys, it's whatever. It just feels very upside down to me. And I'm not trying to like push off responsibility there. You know, we do know in the winter now we have to like make sure that hole for our gate is fixed and everything's cool. But I'm just going to sit with all this today. I'm going to sit with all this and just kind of process how I feel about things and think about like, is there something in the system that needs to be done? Is there some kind of reform that needs to happen? Is there some kind of like system I can help animal control set up? Because everywhere I went, you know, everyone seemed annoyed and they were like, this comes from animal control. Like the state just gave them the power to do this. And I get they have a frustrating job, honestly, because there are, I mean, there's a lot of strays. There's people that are not taking care of their pets. I'm not one of them and I'm getting punished. You know what I mean? Like, again, there should be some kind of system in play if like, you know, I come back, you know, that's where we get crazy. That's where we bring in the court system. That's where we start racking up crimes on my criminal record. Okay. I know their job is frustrating. I do. I can't imagine. There are so many humans that do not deserve to have pets. And they see all of that. They see that. And every week they're having to euthanize pets that are not taken care of. But I feel like this experience, if I wasn't who I was, why would I ever go to the pound and pick up my dog again and be on the hook for all this? You know, so not only is my dog going to suffer because this is crazy. Could you imagine, you guys? I was very blessed to have $400 in my account that I could use to stay out of jail. But imagine a mom who doesn't have that kind of money, right? You've got a mom out here, got her kids a puppy. Maybe she's a single mom working her ass off. And she gets arrested. She doesn't have $400. She goes to fucking jail where her kids don't have her. She can't work her job, all because she wouldn't have $400. And I know that shit's happening right now. I know what's happening right now. And that's crazy to me. But if that same mom would have been drinking and driving, she'd have had a $100 bond. Make that make sense. Okay. It's just crazy. It's crazy. Thank God, you know, this all worked out in my favor. Thank God. You know, I text my friend Jason telling him thank you. He's like, you really dodged a bullet. And he said that lady did a lot of favors for us behind the counter. She did huge favors for me. So bless her too. I didn't get her name, but you know, they were joking and laughing about a party they just had a few weeks before. And, you know, he had that relationship where it just saved my ass in that moment. So absolutely orchestrated little moments. And I'm grateful for everybody that had my back through that, and grateful for everybody that went out of their way to make sure I didn't go to jail. Okay. And I, you know, if I didn't have the money, I know I have a lot of people in my life that I could have just been like, hey, $400, can you throw it at me? So I'm grateful for that too. Just the possibility. But I just think like this would suck for someone that wasn't in my position, suck for someone that didn't have a friend in uniform rooting for them, or a friend of a friend behind the window that's going to go out of her way for them. So I'm going to take the win for a lot of things, but I'm also not going to forget about this, and I'm going to pray about this. And who knows? I have a big mouth and I like to start shit. So maybe something needs to come of this, you know. Just, I want to get to the bottom of who at Animal Control set this up and why they decided, you know, this is, I just am curious, you know, because it should be a case by case basis, right? Case by case, let's look at the situation. That's how I felt about everything, you guys. That's how I feel about everything, okay? That everything's got to be case by case. It's just hard to make a coverall rule in some areas. You know, we got to give each other some grace in these moments, but there's a reason for everything. There's a reason I went through this, and eventually it'll all make sense. For now, I see the gratitude I have for the people in my life, the gratitude for the people in my corner. Just holy shit. Okay. I'm just fucking glad it's over. So there's the tea, you guys. There's the tea. I love you bitches. Regularly scheduled podcast will be live tomorrow. I don't even know if I have any words of wisdom for all of this. I'm just going to go cuddle my babies, watch a Christmas movie, and just kind of process. Just let it all sink in. So I'll see you guys later.